Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want you to take a look with me at Psalm 23, verse 4. These words are familiar to most of us. It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The valley of the shadow of death has been translated also the valley of deep darkness. The psalmist here tells us, though he walks through the valley of deep darkness, he does not fear evil or harm. The valley of the shadow of death found here in Psalm 23:4 refers to, figuratively speaking, calamity, or to the grave, or to danger. And yet, we are given a great picture of God's heartbeat and His will for each one of us as believers, that though we walk through the valley of deep darkness, through the most difficult time of our life, we will have no fear. God does not want you to be dominated by your circumstances, no matter how traumatic or even tragic they may seem. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, we find the comforting words, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you." Now, the idea is very clear. This person obviously walked through some deep water, walked through some heat, you could say, or as Psalm 23, walked through the valley of the shadow of death or the valley of deep darkness. And yet the idea is that the Lord wants us to walk through it, pass through it, as it says in Isaiah 43, not camp there, not remain there, not be overtaken by it, not be overwhelmed by it, and not only pass through it without fear. This is the heart of God for you, no matter how pressing your circumstances may be at this very moment as you're listening to this message. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus said these words, "In the world you will have tribulation." The word tribulation means pressure, anguish, trouble, persecution, or burdened. In this world, you may indeed face great pressure. In this world, you may indeed face some anguish. In this world, you may face and have to walk through some serious troubles. And yet, the Lord's heart for you, as He is our good shepherd, is that you are able to walk through the valley and not be in fear. Not camp there, not live there, not stay there, not set up a monument there and remain there and take people on tours of it. No, He wants you to walk through it and come out unscathed, unscorched, not burnt by the flame, not overwhelmed by the deep water, and not overtaken by the deep darkness of the valley of the shadow of death. God desires and has determined that it is His will for you to walk through and come out a victor. He doesn't want you to die there. And yet many people have indeed died in the place of their deep darkness. The Lord never wanted that to be for any of His people. He knew we would face it, but He has given us the power in Him, in Christ Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, to walk through it. You remember the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They faced a test that was very much the valley of the shadow of death. They were thrown into a fiery furnace, which was heated so hot that the people who threw them in perished by simply performing their duty of throwing them into the furnace. But the three Hebrew children who thoroughly and absolutely trusted God as their deliverer came out unscathed, unscorched. It said they didn't even have the smell of smoke on their clothing. That is a picture of being able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, to walk through the deep darkness, to walk through the tribulation, the fire, the deep water you may be in, and come out on the other side untouched by it. Not in fear, not used up by it, not crushed, not destroyed, but come out the other side, the victor. Or as Job said, he would come forth as gold. And that is God's desire for each one of us. Will you allow the Lord to help you walk through the valley of the shadow of death or the valley of the shadow of deep darkness that you may face in your life? The choice belongs to us. The Lord is with us to deliver us. That is His promise of the Word of God. And yet many people become so offended by the valley that they are angry with God, accusing God, speaking evil of God, blaming God, and they are absolutely unable to take the Lord's hand and walk through it. Instead, they crumple in a heap and point to the valley and weep and mourn and become so enmeshed in the pain of the valley that they do not walk out, and they stay there the rest of their lives. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14, it says, "The spirit of a man can endure sickness, but as for a broken spirit, who can bear it?" When you allow yourself to become so broken and not allow God's healing power, His help, His outstretched hand to take you through the thing that would bring brokenness to your life in the sense of a crushing or traumatic experience, when you don't allow Him to extend His hand to you and you don't take hold of it and let Him walk you through it, you'll end up like that person in Proverbs 18. Implication here is that a person could even endure physical illness and end up dying of a broken heart or a broken spirit because they could not endure it. And we can't endure it. We have to have God's help to walk us through difficulty, pressure, tribulation, trauma, even tragedy that may try to come against us in our life. But God says to you, you can walk through. You don't have to stay there. You can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and do it without fear and come out the other side. It's God speaking to you today. Let your hand come into the hand of God. Let Him walk you through this and walk you out. But you cannot walk with Him if you're accusing Him of doing you wrong. You can't walk with Him if you're angry at God about it. God is not a God of destruction or calamity. God is a God who came, as Jesus said in John 10:10, to give us life and life more abundant. He pointed out that Satan, our adversary, was the thief who was interested in stealing and killing and destroying. He may be waging a campaign against your life right now, but Jesus will take you through it and bring you out unscathed, unscorched, and the victor. Will you let Him walk you through it? Don't accuse Him. Trust that God is good, and it's the enemy of our soul that is our adversary and the one interested in our destruction. Don't camp or die in the valley of the shadow of death. Walk through it with the Lord. The second part of Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "I will fear no evil." Now, this is a statement of confidence in God's desire and His ability to protect. It is not a lack of problems to be protected from. When the psalmist said, "I will fear no evil," it didn't mean there wasn't anything he could have been afraid of. There were many things coming against him, but God, he trusted, would deliver him and protect him. Psalm 3:6 says, "I will not be afraid." This is a decision of your will, the issue of fear. It is not my will to be afraid in these circumstances. You have to speak that with your mouth. You have to believe it in your heart. And if you don't believe it, say it. Repeat the word of God until you do believe it. Psalm 46, verse 1 and onward tells us that God's our refuge and a strength and a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Therefore, because He is that refuge, we will not fear. And you can go through the Psalms and find many places that encourage us and tell us the psalmist, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, would say, I will not fear. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will receive me. Thou will stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies. And all of these proclamations of trust in God will allow you, as well as it allowed the psalmist, to say with confidence, I will not fear because I know my God. God wants to walk you through the valley you're facing right now and help you to do it without fear. The last part of this verse says, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, God promises that He will remain with us no matter what we are facing. The rod that's mentioned here is a representative of God's protection of His flock from the danger of predators. It was used as a weapon by the shepherd to beat off predators. And then the staff represents the authority of God. The shepherd would use the crook of his staff to gather a straying sheep. You know, our shepherd will lovingly guide us in the way that we should go. Will you let Him protect you? Will you let Him guide you? If you know the good shepherd I'm speaking of today, then you can say with confidence, even though I may walk through a valley of trouble, calamity, or great pressure, I will not be afraid because I know and I am confident, Lord, that You are with me to protect me and strengthen me, and Your promise of protection and guidance totally comforts me. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.